Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, just tuning in to our friends around the world through our online affiliates, we appreciate you all being with us as well. When it comes to the world we're living in today, it's great to be able to not only to form relationships, but also to have boundaries, very clear boundaries, so people know how to engage with us and we know how to be able to do the same thing, but that is not always an easy thing. Well, our next guest is going to make this a little bit easier for you. We're excited to welcome Michelle Ellman to our program. Michelle has written a book I had a chance to read. It's called The Joy of Being Selfish, Why You Need Boundaries and How to Set Them. We'll talk to Michelle not only about the writing of the book, but also what it's been like for her to have this very important conversation when it comes to how all of us can be able to live life a little better. Michelle, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
It's lovely to be on your show.
Now, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So I love this book. When it was first pitched to me, Michelle, I loved the topic. So I knew this was going to be good. I had no idea, though, that you were going to be able to give us such great examples that are so practical for our listeners, though. What has that been like for you, Michelle, to get people thinking differently about boundaries?
It's been amazing because I remember my own boundary journey, and the reason why in my book I almost write out the text, well, I don't almost, I do write out the text, the exact text I send, is because when I had to learn boundaries, I had to literally say, what words do I put in which order and how do I say it? And it's almost like learning a new language, and I always felt stupid that I was like, why don't I know how to string these words together? But if you've never learned how to set boundaries, a sentence as simple as you can't talk to me that way is a sentence that doesn't occur to you because you've just never said it. And then when someone goes, no, you can actually say the sentence, they go, oh, can I? But isn't that rude? And it's not, then all the obstacles come in. But it's actually giving people those sentences that gives them the power, and it's been amazing watching them change and also being able to almost reflect on my own personal journey.
Yeah. And I think that is the big thing here, Michelle, as people are reading the book, and we're going to be letting our audience know how they can get it. I love the fact that one of the things you talk about in the book is that when you were telling people you were writing this book, some of the response was, why? Because I think for some people, boundaries just seem like such a natural thing. What was that like for you to even see how people looked at boundaries and the conversation around them differently?
Yeah, I found it was more happening on dating apps. So I have author on my dating profile, and when conversations get started, it's like, oh, so what are you writing a book about? I'll say boundaries. And then the guys I would be talking to on these apps would be like, what are boundaries? And I'm like, wait, you don't know what the word even means? And I realized it's because a lot of people actually have them as second nature. So the comparison I make in the book is the fact that, like, you don't know the pluperfect tense of English because that's the first language. But if you were learning English as a second language, you would know the pluperfect tense in the same way that I know the perfect tense in Spanish because that's how you learn the language as a second language. But when it's your first language, when it's second nature to you, that's when you don't know the terminology around it, but they definitely knew how to set boundaries. And it was the people who then also knew what boundaries were but had no clue how to set it. So it was almost two groups of people.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned dating. So, of course, the idea of relationships is a big part of this. In Chapter 2 of the book, The Barriers to Boundary Setting, I love the fact that you kind of give these examples. And one of the things, though, that I think is so important is that for some people, as you are exploring this, as you talk about it in the book, Michelle, this is not going to be something people expect from you. So, and that's going to be one of the interesting things when it comes to life. What was it like for you, though, just to share with people the importance of starting? Because it's not going to be something that's easy. It's also not going to be something that others readily accept all the time. So what was that like for you just to talk about the starting of it and how they can start setting those boundaries?
Well, I think sometimes when I put those text examples in the book, it's really easy to think that it was like fluid and simple and straightforward, and I just fired off these texts and everything went really easily. But the reality is, when you're learning to do something new, whether it's setting boundaries or ice skating, it's going to be messy. You're going to take a spill once in a while. And that's what happens when you set boundaries. So it's about getting the words out. You don't have to say it perfectly. Obviously, within the book, I give you as much help as I can. But the first time you set boundaries, it's not going to be smooth or well-delivered or eloquent in any way. And if you set the bar that high, you'll just never set that boundary. So allow yourself to be messy, allow it to be a clumsy conversation, but at least be proud of yourself for having the conversation. That's what you should be focusing on.
Yes, I think that is it. And you also give, and I mean, the world we're in today, there's so much talk, Michelle, as you know and you allude to in the book, about speech, about free speech, and I have the right to do this. I have the right to feel a certain way. I love the fact how you're able to break this down, because I think a lot of times as we're kind of looking at these boundaries, it also becomes a part of the acceptance, right, the word accepting. What was that like for you to kind of explore that word as you're talking about boundaries and, as you mentioned in the title, the joy of being selfish about those boundaries?
Well, I put it in the title because that is a comeback that most people say, oh, well, you're being selfish or you're being rude, aggressive, mean. There are lots of different words you get called when you first set boundaries because, as you said previously, it is a shock to people. And so the main thing I tell people is to not base the acceptance of the boundary on how good your boundary is. So a lot of the times, if you set a boundary and it's received badly, you think you've set a bad boundary or that your boundary was too strict or too rough or too firm. But actually, the response isn't what determines the success of your boundary. It's how you feel about it. And if you're focusing on what the name they called you or how well they took it or whether they actually respected your boundary, then you're still thinking about them. So instead, you need to go inside your body, and a lot of the times what you will find is you will feel relief and you will feel pride for yourself, but sometimes you might need to go a bit deeper to search for that pride and not focus on the fear or the guilt or any of the other negative emotions that might arise with boundary setting. It's not a sign that you're setting it wrong.
Yeah, such a great point. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, having a great conversation today with Michelle Ellman. We're discussing a book you need to add to your reading list, either the Kindle edition or the print edition. It's called The Joy of Being Selfish, Why You Need Boundaries and How to Set Them. And so I love the fact that you talk about the issue, Michelle, but you give very practical steps. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, and it can be in different situations, whether we're talking about boundaries with a boss, that's one of the things that you discuss in the book. Of course, we know that with friendships as well, and also with our colleagues, too. I love the fact that there is a little bit of something for everyone. You do say something, though, that I hope our audience will take, and that is about how this is one of the things that we sometimes have to give time for, because a lot of times when it comes to setting goals for ourselves, if we mess up one time or we don't do something quote-unquote perfectly, we give up on it. How have you learned that this is a process, Michelle?
The fact that it took me 5 years to get to this point, like everyone calls me online and I'm the queen of boundaries, and I was like, oh, I wish you met me when I was 21. Like, I'm 28 now, but like, meet me at 21, I'm not sure you would have called me the queen of boundaries. And in hindsight, 5 years is not that long a time, especially when, like, when I was making the changes all the way. Maybe it didn't take me 5 years to make the final steps, but I was making steps within those 5 years. But at the time, it feels like it's taking forever. It feels like you're not going anywhere. Until we wake up one morning, and within the book I do discuss how, like, I woke up one morning and was like, wow, boundaries are such a normal part of my day that it's not the big conversations that make me notice how boundaried I am, but the small conversations, like the fact that I was on holiday with a friend, and if my friend wasn't hungry, I would still go get lunch for myself, whereas before, I would have, like, sat in resentment, not said anything, been annoyed at her because it was like, how can you not think about me? I might be hungry. Have you ever thought about that? Not say any of this, and then it would have resolved itself by either making a passive-aggressive comment at some point or me getting into a fight about something that was completely irrelevant rather than just listening to my own needs. Telling her what I needed, which is, hey, I'm hungry. Even if you don't join me, then I'll go get lunch by myself. But it's also about the fact that when you have good boundaries, I'm capable of doing things alone. So it's not the fact that I needed her to come with me, in which case she might then feel resentful that she was like, well, why do I have to come and have lunch when I'm not hungry? And it's these things of realizing you're separate human beings who can make separate decisions. You have respect for each other's decisions, but you both can also communicate what you need. So for me, it's saying I'm hungry, but it's also for her saying she's not hungry and not sitting in this resentment or making assumptions about each other. And then also, as a result, sometimes when you make that assumption, you make the worst assumption. So, oh, she doesn't care about me. She's not thought about how I would feel about lunch. Like, any of these silly things. And it's about lunch. It's the smallest thing. But done the wrong way, that can turn into a fight that ruins the whole holiday. But done the right way, it's one small conversation you had in a whole day of conversations.
And I think that's it. And I think, too, being able to find that good place with yourself, right? I think that is the other great thing, is that you're able to find, you know, that your thoughts and your feelings matter just as much as anyone else's. What is your hope, Michelle, when people do read The Joy of Being Selfish? What is your hope that this book and the examples do in helping them in their own lives?
Well, a book can't change your life if you do nothing about it. So my hope is that you don't just read the book, but actually implicate one thing, just one thing. In the book I talk about, just do 10%. You don't need to be 100% different, just 10%. If you were 10% more boundary today, what could you be doing? One small thing you could be doing. As soon as you take that first action, that first step, and it starts becoming just a book that you read maybe 10 years ago, and it became the book that changed your life. And that is you changing your life, not me. So I gave you the tools, but now you have to use it.
Yeah, I think that is the big thing here. And I think, you know, I want to ask you this question because I thought about when I was prepping for this, Michelle. Are you at a place now looking at the journey, looking at even writing this book, are you at a place where you can now look in the mirror and say that you're proud of you?
Absolutely. I think this was definitely like the final point in my boundary journey where I never thought in a million years, especially if you asked me at like 15 years old, that I would be capable of teaching other people boundaries, let alone teaching myself boundaries. But I'm so proud of myself because the amount of time and energy I have saved knowing this relatively young means I'm not going to have a lifetime worth of healing that I'm going to have to do because I would have had 20 years, 30 years of people crossing my boundaries.
I think it's such a great thing and such a great point for all of us. Again, everyone, Michelle Ellman is our guest. The Joy of Being Selfish is the book, Why You Need Boundaries and How to Set Them. The book's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You all can get it there in print as well as the Kindle edition. Michelle, how can they stay connected with you?
I'm at Scarred Not Scared on all platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, and my website is www.michelleellman.com.
All right, Michelle, so glad to have you on with us today. Appreciate the time and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
You as well, Michelle. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.